Good morning, everyone, and I'm with two big Marshall County Marshall fans here. We've got some students from HOSA at the Marshall County High School who joined us this morning. Gracie Gideon, good morning, Gracie.
Good morning.
And Leah McVickers, good morning, Leah.
Good morning.
Now, you guys are coming here to talk about something that's it's pretty important to you.
Yes, yeah. It's very important. It's we use it as a memory for the shooting that we had back in 2018. The blood drive is our way of giving life back to others.
Yeah. And it's set for?
It is Tuesday, January 23rd, and it's going to be at the high school in the auxiliary gym. And we have slots open from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., and that is open to the public. And you need to be at least 16 to donate. And if you're 16 or 17, you have to have a parent's permission.
Gotcha. And you can register by just going to redcross.org.
Yes. Yes. And we have 39 slots still open.
Oh, wow.
For this drive. So.
And we encourage everyone that if you are going to sign up on redcross.org, that you need to go ahead and get your pre-assessment out of the way. That saves us about 15 minutes and keeps the blood drive moving easily and keeps us on time so that we can make sure everyone gets in and gets out.
Yeah, and this is important to you guys because you're a part of HOSA. And tell everyone what HOSA stands for.
HOSA is Health Occupational Students of America. And me personally, HOSA is very important to me. If it wasn't for HOSA, I probably wouldn't be where I am heading in the direction I'm going. So it's a very important aspect of my life.
Yeah, and it's the medical field. And both of you want to be medical professionals, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so Leah, what do you aspire to be, Leah?
I haven't really decided yet, but I'm already been accepted into the pre-med major at Murray State University, so I plan on doing that and then deciding on whether I want to just go into being a family doctor or a dermatologist, maybe. Mm-hmm. I just haven't really decided yet, but I know that I want to for sure go to medical school.
Yeah, and what are your goals?
My end goal is to be a flight nurse.
Oh, okay.
So I plan on going into the nursing field, hopefully starting in the fall, if not then starting in the winter.
Yeah, and in 10 years we can have you back and, you know, you can tell us about all the accomplishments you've had. But once again, very important, it's the Marshall Strong Blood Drive, January 23rd from 8:30 to 2:30. And how many people have signed up? I know you said you've still got some slots.
I think we only have 12 donors signed up. So we have 39 spots left. So there's plenty of spots left open to the public.
Now, do you guys have a goal or of how many?
Our goal was to collect 32 units of blood. So that leaves us with a little bit of wiggle room if for some reason someone can't donate blood or if we don't fill up all of our slots.
Yeah, and it's so simple. Just go to redcross.org. They ask you all the questions there.
Yes, and that is called, if you look for Rapid Pass, mm-hmm. That's what that is. And it'll ask you all the pre-donation questions, and you can go ahead and get that out of the way.
Yeah, and you guys volunteer during that day?
Yes.
We will both be there probably at the registration table or
signing
helping
people,
out
everybody in.
Some way.
So. Yeah, well, that's a great thing. So anything else, ladies? Nope.
All right. That's it.
All right. Well, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with our next guest, Judge Kevin Spraggs and Mayor Rita Dotson.